Chapter 11, Final Battle. Wesley contacted the group. They prayed together. They bound Alf in Jesus' name from using his mind control on Willow before or during the supernatural boxing matches. Not long after that, Willow sent a message. Willow, pray for protection, Wesley, and get to my apartment as fast as you can. I repented to Jesus concerning my strongholds of stubbornness and rebellion, and renounced them, and promised to submit them to him. Wesley arrived at Willow's apartment and knocked on the door. When he came in, Willow was wearing a white sheet wrapped around her like a cloak. I thought you'd never make it, Wesley, and I mean that literally. She closed the door behind Wesley and locked it. Then Willow let her sheet fall to the floor. She was naked. Wesley, honey, she asked, will you make the covenant with me now? Will you marry me? Yes, Willow, I accept you as my wife. You have been married to me for a while. You just haven't been walking in it. I promise to be a good husband, whether I am rich or poor, healthy or sick, in good times or bad times, so help me Jesus. Willow replied, yes, Wesley, I promise to be a good wife too, whether I am rich or poor, healthy or sick, in good times or in bad times, so help me Jesus. Why don't we call the group, Wesley, and let them know? Willow called Cindy, who was with the rest of the group. Wesley and Willow shared the good news together with them. They cheered and thanked Jesus together and then ended the call. Now for phase two, my sweet Wesley. We need to consummate the marriage. Willow added, let's pray a quick prayer of protection and give him a good show. After Wesley prayed, they walked into Willow's bedroom. Wesley removed his clothing as Willow lay down on her canopy bed. Oh, God, complained Willow. We timed that just right. Alf must be coming. He's starting his psionic pain attack. That's his sign that I am late. Late for his moaning Willow show. Alf's impatient to get his rocks off. Willow flinched and screamed. Alf's using that psionic pain attack on you right now? What do I do? Exclaimed Wesley. Kiss me, she exclaimed through clenched teeth as she positioned herself for his thrusts. And don't just lay there like a bump on a log. Shove it in now. Wesley, start thrusting. Move it, Wesley. We don't have time for you to indulge in deer in the headlights syndrome. Wesley exited his state of shock, thrust several times, and started moaning. Suddenly the room filled with Alf's gloomy dark cloud. Alf's scream was absolutely primal in its fury. His bellow echoed in the room's limited confines. Both Wesley and Willow instantly appeared, dressed in white, in the boxing ring. Wesley was not his old portly, crippled self. He was his spirit person. 10 feet tall, wide at the shoulders, and lean at the hips, sporting a dark brown topknot with a down to the top of the shoulders ponytail, and not a gray hair in it. His silver dollar-sized puff of whiskers at his chin was the same, no gray. He was wearing his white trunks and a white cloak. His belly was not hanging over the band, nor did he have the twisted spine of his earthly deformity. Willow was wearing a very proper white hooded sweat jacket, bright red boxing gloves, white boxing shoes, and white sweatpants. As soon as they appeared in the ring, Alf bellowed and charged towards the boxing area of his private Alf's Fight Club, sending his screaming mini-Alf demons spinning like bowling pins. In unison, Wesley and Willow shouted, "We rebuke you, Alf, in Jesus' name, and may Jesus rebuke you." Alf flinched, but continued his charge. From behind the ring, on the throne, surrounded by angels, Jesus shouted, "I rebuke you, Alf Kur Zengazi Hatala Mutranda Makshutu Etutu. In my name and in my authority, I rebuke you." Alf somersaulted into the ring. He landed awkwardly, rather than with his usual panther-like grace. Alf stopped dead in his tracks, following the rebuke of Jesus Christ, and turned white as a ghost, but stuck out his chin, squared his massive shoulders, and slowly forced his suddenly ponderous and uncooperative body forward. In addition to just plain losing his supernatural strength and speed, Alf seemed to suffer from the same infirmity that myself and the home group had suffered from. His breathing was erratic and ragged, and he looked weak and dizzy, barely able to stand, slow to think, and slow to move. His jaws clamped determinedly as he growled and stubbornly pressed forward to the center of the ring. Shock, confusion, fear, and disbelief replaced the fury that had dominated his expression moments before. The referee blew his whistle and announced the battle. The bell angel tapped his bell once. Alf fought Wesley and Willow with everything he had left, but it was as if he was standing in molasses. Alf's blinding speed and angelic strength had vanished. His movements were only slow motion, and his punches had less kick than an unborn child thrashing in the womb. Alf went down slowly, but he went down hard. This striped-shirted referee angel leaped 10 feet straight up, whooped, and slammed down on the boxing ring floor, which bounced as if hit by an earthquake, as he blew his whistle and yelled, "Round 698 goes to Prince Wesley and Princess Willow, servants of Jesus Christ!" Angels held us up. Willow and I did not fall during the quake. The angel bell ringer slammed his hammer the instant Alf fell. Alf struggled. Finally, he rose to his feet, wavered, hunched over, quivering with rage and weakness, but he did not fall. Jesus thundered from his throne. "Like you said, Alf, I can't remove you from your position because of the accord until I have your replacement prepared. I can't do that until after I come back. And I am coming, but not just now. But I order you to leave Wesley and Willow and their friends and family alone. In my authority, I release you from your assignment concerning Wesley and Willow. Remove your spirits from following them, and I rebuke and remove all the curses and traps you have set for them. You have lost all rights and privileges as Willow's spirit husband. Let me hear you say it." Alf growled and forced the bitter words through his clenched double rows of sharply pointed teeth.
"I so say it. I renounce all my ties to Princess Willow and her husband, Prince Wesley."
"If you break your word, Alf, I and a small host of angels will return, and swiftly. The Accord will not protect you now if you break your word. I will not remove you from your position, Alf, but you will remain under stasis guard at the center of your fiefdom,
in your citadel on Earth. And as long as we're talking, you might as well have your servants and your children pack their bags. I don't have use for the pocket worlds immediately, but I did create them. They are mine, and I have a use for them. So I want you out before 1 year has passed. Are we clear?
And don't send any of your demons or your children or allow them to come in your stead. They will be tormented and your clan before their time. If you come against Prince Wesley, Princess Willow, or their friends and family again. Are we clear on this?" Alf growled weakly.
"I so understand."
Immediately, Wesley and Willow appeared back in her apartment as if they'd never left. It was the first time that they hadn't had to make the intermediate stop in the angelic medical tent. Wesley hugged his wife and laughed. "Ladysmith just won't be the same anymore, Princess." "Thank Jesus for that, my dearest husband," laughed Willow merrily as she hugged him back. Wesley said, "If Jesus wouldn't have been right there with us during the battles, preventing our deaths, we would never have survived.
Alf would have probably kept his promise to quarter and devour you. Or afterwards, if Jesus and Pazel wouldn't have been personally ministering to us inside the tent, healing us, there would have been no way that we would have survived almost 700 rounds of Alf's Fight Club boxing, plus the attacks that were going on in the real world, Willow. Without Jesus healing us, up close and personal, almost every day, as we were being tainted by the chaotic presence of Alf, for you or myself, should have been too great a mental strain. Because Jesus was so close and healed us every time, we seemed to be healed of that, too. Willow kissed Wesley on the cheek and said, I know, Wesley, I know. Even so, there still may be some emotional and spiritual healing that we must go through together now, as we have been conditioned negatively when Elf forced me to box you over and over, either wearing that gossamer red bikini or, towards the end, completely au naturel. I have beaten you to a pulp 697 times. It would seem in the natural that we would be conditioned to associate each other with tension and pain. If we are to have a proper romantic life, we are going to have to be very strong, yet very understanding and gentle with each other. Although, I guess at the moment, we are doing just fine. You are right as rain about that, princess, agreed Wesley, as he traced a finger along her nose and cheek and kissed Willow full on the lips. Princess Wesley and Princess Willow promised each other, in Jesus' name, that they would try. They were both wearing the street clothes they had been wearing before being called to the final battle, which, if you remember, was nothing at all. The battle where Wesley and Willow had victoriously fought the good fight as husband and wife, Jesus and his angels present and backing them up against their enemy, Alf the Demon Lord. This is the end of the novel Spirit Husband. Next, chapter 12, is the alternate ending.